Poll of the week last week, honored 538. Thank you. So, returning the shout out to you with a spoken word thank you card, if that will suffice. But on to Texas, no beating around the bush, Spence. O'Rourke v. Cruz for the Senate. What is it?
Well, let's just land the plane. We are neck and neck in Texas. Ted Cruz, 38%. Beto O'Rourke, 37%. This is a statistical dead heat and much closer than we anticipated.
It's even closer than the Morris poll, so give the why.
Yeah, so we take a look inside the numbers and we find a generational divide. O'Rourke is leading with the younger vote, 18 to 34-year-olds, by 19 points. As you incrementally go up in age, Cruz leads with those over 75 by 22 points. So you can see on the spectrum where kind of that vote shifts. And if you remember back in July, we did a national poll and we asked voters, this was a national, not just in Texas, but we asked voters what type of economic system they preferred, a socialist or a capitalist system. And what we found was a generational divide. Those younger voters preferred the socialist system versus the older voters who preferred the capitalist. Now, I'm not saying in Texas that younger voters prefer socialism over capitalism, but what I am saying is that there is a split amongst the age groups and who are they supporting. And so you're seeing that the younger votes are going towards the Democrats. Now, we'll look at what their messaging is over the course of the midterms, but the older vote is going towards the Republicans, you know, certainly here in Texas. So that's one issue that's driving, one variable that's driving this vote is that generational divide. The second problem or benefit for O'Rourke, depending on whose side you're on, is independent voters. Ted Cruz has a 57% unfavorable rating amongst independents in this poll, and only a 25% favorable. Wow. And this is driving the ballot test where O'Rourke is winning that independent vote 45 to 25. And that's really what is giving O'Rourke a chance in a pretty red state.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think there's now any question of if he can win. That energy is certainly translating now into the analytics. Is it really just going to come down to the dreaded cliche of who can get their supporters out there?
Well, that will, yes, because you have such a tight election that it's going to really matter if, you know, we're talking about an incumbent at 40%. And that means that, you know, Ted Cruz is very vulnerable because voters know who he is and they're still only at 40%. So they're really looking at Beto O'Rourke right now. And that's why you're going to see a lot of negative ads coming out from the Cruz campaign, trying to define him amongst, you know, the 10, 12% of the electorate that still doesn't know who he is. And the, you know, number of people that don't know him very well. You know, Ted Cruz ran for president. They know him well. In fact, what really has Ted Cruz in a potential positive is that he ran for president. He had that really tough primary when, you know, kind of the campaign was coming undone. He had Texas coming up as his firewall, and he was able to hold Texas by double digits, I believe. You know, if you compare that to like Marco Rubio, when he was running for president, he had Florida as his firewall, and I think he lost by like 20 or 30 points. So, but to that point, Rubio was able to hold his Senate seat by 8 points. Remember, he jumps back into that Senate race after an unsuccessful presidential bid. So Cruz does have that base of support. He has that evangelical support. And, you know, the question is, will they come out, or was there enough of a rift with his non-endorsement of Trump at the convention? Because we've seen if you go against this president, certainly amongst Republicans, you lose part of that vote.